there is already a crop that is, seeds are in the ground, and they're going to be germinating and sprouting before you know it. Dandelions, doggone them anyway. Let's talk with South Dakota State University Extension Weed Science Coordinator, Paul Johnson. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So we're going to have some dandelions sprouting soon?
Oh, I think we got some under the snowbanks right now.
Probably. So what are dandelions something that farmers ought to be really concerned about?
Well, it comes down to no-till farmers. Dandelions can become a real problem. They get established, and they kind of hide down below there, and they actually do take quite a bit of moisture. And so, yeah, in no-till row crops, dandelions are concerned, just like they are for our homeowners with their lawns.
So what is the best method of control, considering the bees, too? The bees need something to eat, but dandelions, they're the scourge of humanity. And so, I can't stand dandelions.
Well, you know, actually our best time to control dandelions is in the fall, and with just straight 2,4-D. Especially in lawns, it's really good if we can just apply any time in the fall, get about a 2-pound rate of 2,4-D, and it's gone. We kind of encourage the same thing in no-till. Our problem is this time of the year, if we put too much down, we're going to have to worry about germination of crops. Now, if the dandelions are going good and you got a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks ahead of planting soybeans, then you can lay on a pretty good shot of 2,4-D yet. In corn, we really don't worry about it too much because we have a lot of post-emergence products that do a pretty good job on dandelions, and corn canopies enough, the dandelions don't do real good down below there. But it's any of our other broadleaf crops, you know, if we're getting into, some of the real tough ones to deal with is sunflowers or edible beans, pulse crops. Really not a lot we can do for dandelions. We need to try and get it in the corn and soybeans. And also, if we're planting small grains, after harvest is an excellent time after wheat or barley or anything like that to go after dandelions.
All righty. So if it's not July or August after the corn, the wheat combine goes through, the best time to control dandelions this year is going to be October of 2018, huh? All righty. Well, that's all there is to it then. Simple. All righty. What do you see as the big problem weeds across the Dakotas, focusing on South Dakota this year?
Sure. Well, we know water hemp is going to continue to be a problem weed, and it is spreading more to the north and the west all the time. And a lot of it has become resistant to Roundup. And so that is our weed that just keeps on giving all summer long, because every time we have a rain, we can get a new flush, and until our crop is canopied, it will keep coming. Also in our central part and our no-till part, dealing with kochia and mare's tail are very important. We really need to make sure we're getting burn downs done ahead of those crops in no-till, because a lot of times at kochia and mare's tail, also prickly lettuce can be down in there, are very small but are already growing, and then we put a pre-emergence on, and if the pre-emergence doesn't have any kickback, all of a sudden we got these weeds coming up and the crop isn't very large, and we really don't want to do our post-emergence yet and end up having to do a post-emergence early. So burn down ahead, watching for that, looking closely. If we've got any concern over it, we want to put a burn down on.
Water hemp, did farmers kind of learn the lesson regarding resistance with water hemp? And so now when we're talking Palmer, amaranth, are farmers going to be a little bit more vigilant and do all of the things that they could have done or should have done with water hemp?
We're definitely definitely hoping so. We're hoping that Palmer amaranth never does become a big problem in these parts, but we don't know that for sure yet. But yeah, I think our farmers, especially our no-till farmers, learned it on kochia, because first they had the problem with the SU products back in the late 80s, early 90s, and then with Roundup in the 2000s, and then water hemp, everybody's had a problem with it now. So, yeah, we pretty much got all our farmers educated that going the same thing over and over just isn't a good idea, because you're just going to get more resistance, and we need to do some planned programs. It always worries me when we get a year that's running a little bit late. People have a tendency, well, I'll just skip this year, and I'll do it the old way this year. And anytime we start doing that and cutting back, we're just asking for a big disaster.
And that was my next question. As we get closer and closer to May, and even into May, before we can get some seed in the ground or even tillage done, you know, this is going to be a late spring. It already is. So how's that going to affect weed control this year, do you see?
Well, the main thing I have to say on weed control is you can't skip steps. It's just not an area where you can skip steps. Now, maybe you're going to plant no-till because it's too wet and you don't want to wait until you can work the ground, and so I'm going to get a good jump on it. Well, then you better be ready for the burn down if you're going to go to a straight no-till just out of the gate. And so weed control is one you got to be thinking about all the time. As long as we can keep them fields clean, we're in good shape. And, you know, it's just not an area we can skip some steps on.
Man, because they suck up the nutrients, they suck up the moisture, they suck up the yield of the crops that, and this year, especially a year where, well, the economy is not like it could be or should be, so guys might scrimp a little bit on the herbicide.
Yeah, and that does concern me too, and it's just not an area. If you end up scrimping, you'll end up paying more than you did if you'd have went with your regular program, because if you end up getting into the post game and you got to do a post two or three times, your cost just went way higher than if you did your normal routine. And we know if you can't just let the weeds go, or we're not going to have any crop, and it's going to be worse yet. And so it is an area that there's just not a lot of room to skimp in.
South Dakota State University Extension Weed Science Coordinator Paul Johnson. Paul, everybody all schooled up on dicamba?
Well, you know, we've trained several thousand in the state in that so far, and we've had a lot of people come in and make sure they got their private applicator license, because South Dakota, as of April 30th, all dicamba products will be restricted use. Whether it's the old generics or the new products, they will all be restricted use. And so they're going to have their private applicator license in order to buy and to spray those products.
For the individuals who either through no fault of their own or just didn't make it to a training, they announced today there's some online training. Did you see that, Paul?
Yes. We've, last couple weeks, there is, I know, versions up for BASF and Monsanto. The good thing about if you're in the dicamba-specific training, you only need if you're going to spray dicamba over the top of soybeans. So it isn't all applications you need that one for, but a private applicator or a farmer spraying himself will have to have a private applicator license. The online training should work. It's going to take you a little bit longer than if you would have got to one of those classes probably, but it is an option for those that couldn't make it. Maybe they'd went south for the winter or something and didn't get back in time. there still will be that option to do.
And it's just great. There's a lot of online, you know, people graduating from college these days online. So sure. I guess some producers just got to go to dicamba college now.
And the thing is, they got to keep in mind, they kind of got to pay attention because there is a test at the end. And in order to get the certification, they got to pass the test.
All right. Well, and I've talked to some people who said that online class was tougher than one they took in the classroom. So,
oh, yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, yep. Word to the wise. All righty. Paul Johnson, South Dakota State University Extension Weed Science Coordinator. Thanks for the work you do. And, hey, them weeds are going to be sprouting sometime soon. So a fair amount of snow on the ground down there yet?
Yeah, we're melting pretty good today, but we got over a foot here last weekend, and so it's going to take a couple, 3 days for us to knock that back.
Guys going to be in the field before May 1st, do you think?
I don't really think we're going to have many. Maybe out in the central and western part of the states, we might see them out a little bit earlier than that, but in this eastern part of the state, I think May 1st is very likely.
All right. Well, it's their turn this time, I guess. All right. Oh. Paul Johnson, thank you very much. Have a good spring. We'll check in with you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.